You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get it going on a Friday, an absolutely gorgeous afternoon in Metro Detroit. You're stuck with me. No Stoney, no Rico, no problem. Show goes on. We got a lot to get to, so let's jump right in. You heard Otto's update, minus the ethnic slurs, and we do apologize about that. Jeremy can't control himself. The point is, David, you wanted one segment on Beasley. Let's do it, because I think this is definitely a case of both things can be true. A, the team couldn't sign him when the news broke. And B, he has every right to be aggrieved in that he didn't do the things he's accused of as it pertains to gambling. And it did cost him a lot of money. This is no different than when Lyle Collins came out of LSU and was accused, I don't know what it was, of like shooting a pregnant woman or something. He didn't do it. He went from a first round pick to undrafted. What's your recourse? Now, the problem is, that doesn't mean Malik Beasley's a good guy, and it doesn't mean he belongs in this locker room. He still owes half of Detroit money. He's still not somebody I want around, and I do feel like the team moved on from him, and I do feel like most people liked him more than they should have, thought he was better than he actually is, but I have no problem if he feels aggrieved, because that came out so fast. Right as he was about to sign a contract. And, I mean, David, let's say he was going to sign three at, I don't know.
The report was three at 42, I believe.
All right, I was going to say three at 50. I mean, David, is he going to get one at eight? Someone will sign him. But my point is, it shouldn't be us.
Yeah, someone will sign him, but it should not be the Detroit Pistons. Look, just this past Saturday, I actually got into a colorful conversation at the barbershop about Malik Beasley.
Again, you're out of control. This barbershop brings out the worst in him, Kenny.
It does not. It only does when people bring up things that I don't agree with. And it was
Welcome to America 2025.
You get it?
I do.
And so this gentleman, it begins to say, well, you know, there's reports out there that he may be, you know, a free man and they're not going to charge him. And I'm like, okay. And well, I want to sign him. No, thank you. We have a young core here. We have a foundation that we're trying to build and develop in Detroit for the Detroit Pistons. I don't want Malik Beasley any part of that. I don't want to sign him. And I get it. There are worse individuals out there. No, he didn't kill anyone. No, he didn't sexually assault anyone.
No, he just didn't pay anybody.
He just didn't pay anyone. And I don't need that, though, because there's a pattern here with him that I don't want anywhere near my young players. I don't want anywhere near when I'm trying to continue to build and be a great franchise. I don't need it. So I'm against signing him, okay? I don't know all these, oh, my friend's texting me. Oh, let's go get him. Let's go sign him. Please miss me with that.
It does feel the organization moved on. And look, just because I don't love what they did this offseason, it doesn't mean they didn't do anything. And I don't think there's a role for him anymore. I was more focused on, David, like, he does have a right to be aggrieved because he got put through the meat grinder. Now, that doesn't mean he's innocent of being a bad guy. You stiffen everybody all over town. You got evicted from your apartment. You owe your barber 30 grand. You owe your jeweler 30 grand. Come on, you're not a good guy. And that's before we get to some of the other things in his past. The point I'm making is the criminal investigation for gambling is a scarlet letter that ends your career. He didn't do those things. So I do think he should be signed by someone. I just don't think it's us. But if you wanted a reprisal of it, we wanted to at least open the show with one segment on it. I'm not mad if you want him back, but I'm sure as hell not going to be the guy pounding the desk saying we need to do this. I moved on from him. And also, too, he was atrocious in the playoffs. Because once again, he's not a playoff player. He's not. And I'd rather move on. So, David, do you at least understand my point? He does have a right to be angry. Now, no, I don't think he should go to social media.
That's the thing.
And vent.
That's the thing. And that's another reason why I don't want him. He's showing his immaturity. You're right. He should be upset. Speak through your agent, though. I don't need you to get on social media tonight and spill everything of your anger. I don't need that. And you're right. I think the team moved on. Clearly, they had the mid-level exception set, all set for him. And they moved on from him. There's only about $7.5 million left. That ain't the mid-level exception.
Do NBA contracts even go that low?
I don't even know.
I feel like G-leaguers are making 7.5 the way the NBA's going.
But so they've clearly moved on, getting Duncan Robinson and others. They're moved on. I moved on. That's okay.
But he's got a right to be pissed. I mean, that report came out, and you're like, wait, so that cost you all that? But I don't need him here. Also, side note, real quick, David, this barbershop continues to be a mystery to me. It has quite a reputation. But would Kenny be welcome there?
No.
Okay.
Oh. No, he would not be welcome there.
Wow.
That's a quick answer for me.
Wow.
So your barbershop is like Georgetown basketball in the 90s. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Not exactly. I just don't think Kenny would be welcome.
Wow. So it's not white people. It's that white person.
There are white people that come through.
Now, do you have to have like a VIP membership?
You don't have to have a membership. There's like
A reference.
Yeah,
How do we get tapped into the Black Barbershop? Like, how does that work?
I can send some messages. I can find out.
But Kenny would not be allowed.
Oh, I know he would not be allowed. Not even close.
Just too hillbilly. There's no amount of reference point that would allow him to get his haircut.
He wouldn't know what to do in that place.
Now, is it like Armageddon of sports arguments? Is it like an episode of First Take?
It can.
Is that what I'm walking into?
It can become that.
Evan has just walked
it
in.
It can.
I like how Malik Beasley turned into you actually paying your barber. Evan, what do you want?
I go to the barber.
There's no way.
Yes.
You go to his barber.
I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah. No. So yeah. Hold on. He said Kenny would not be welcome there, but why are you?
Why is this? Hang on. Why am I not like 100% not welcome?
Because they don't.
You listen to Kenny Rogers.
They don't do the cut that Kenny gets.
No, sure don't.
What is the Kenny cut? He always wears his hat.
Take it off. Show the cut.
What do you call that?
Exactly.
Is that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? What is that?
So, but there are heated debates. I was like, they were trying to goat me into the LeBron Jordan debate last time I was there. I didn't take the bait, though. Because they know where I stand.
There's a part of me that almost wants to go to this barbershop, and I don't even want a haircut. I just want to listen to the arguments.
So there's always one guy in there on Saturday mornings when I go, and he's trolling for something. He's a Packer fan, so he hates the Lions.
Oh, that guy. I know that guy.
Yes. So he's always trolling Lion fans, which is pretty much everybody in there. They know my stance on the Lions, so they know I don't get into it. But I pick and choose my battles there.
Now, what happens if you just want to get your haircut and not talk to anybody?
I've done that.
You could do that.
I can
totally
sit there and be silent, but there was one time.
Is it like a Brazilian steakhouse? You hold a paddle up that says red for no conversation, green for bring it on?
They should have it, because there's some times where I don't really want to talk in the morning. It's early. I go early Saturday mornings, but one time a young buck was in there talking about how LeBron is so much greater than Jordan. Sitting there, I'm biting my tongue, and then I finally said it. I said, you got to stop. Because you're wrong. Why am I wrong? I go, you're wearing Air Jordans right now. It's over. You can't be defending LeBron when you're wearing the other man's shoe.
Now, what's the application process for a
just
white
be
guy?
Fly.
Well, I don't know that that word's ever been associated with me. So I would not be able to be tapped into the black barber.
I don't know. I think you could go.
And I'd like to state for the record, I think
everybody gets an invite but me.
Yeah, but hold on. My credentials are pristine because multiple callers have said I am welcome at the cookout. You are not.
All I'm going to say is I don't see color with you two.
Thank you.
With him, I see color.
Oh, my. Looks like that.
Kenny's skin tone matches a paper notebook.
No, but you get a nice high, tight fade. You could go there.
I'd be fine. I think I'd be okay. Look, by the way, you want Beasley back?
No.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not.
There you go. We've concluded that. David, some ticket text, please. I actually would love to see Kenny have to apply to get his haircut there. I'm kind of interested. But right away, David went, no. Him? Never. You? Sure.
Should I put us all on a FaceTime tomorrow morning and put Kenny on there and ask our barber Scott if he would cut Kenny's hair?
You can ask. Oh, man. I can't wait for this answer if you do that in the morning.
What's Scott's story?
He's a nice guy.
Oh, great dude.
Great dude.
Great dude. He's family to me.
Couple good twins. Great dude.
Well, so what's the story? He just doesn't like white guys? Or like, what's the deal?
Oh, no. He loves everyone.
He does.
But he loves everyone.
He doesn't like that person.
I'm pretty sure every single person I see leave there, they say, hey, Scott, see you Sunday. And they're talking about church. And that's probably why they listen to the radio.
Please avoid racial slurs.
All right. Well, this is tremendous. David, try to link Kenny up there. I'll pay for the haircut. I just need you there when it happens. I gotta see what happens. That'll be like, Evan, that'll be like Jurassic Park. They lower the yak into the velociraptor pit as Kenny gets lowered into the chair and gets destroyed in sports debates.
I don't think this had to do with a white guy, but a white guy came off the street and wanted a haircut, and they flat out denied him and said, we don't have time for you.
I like that. There's an exclusivity to it.
Correct.
Chris, you need an appointment.
No walk-ins allowed.
You need an appointment.
It does say it on the front door.
Okay.
Someone says no shirt, no shoes, no Kenny.
Kenny shows up shirtless in Wranglers.
From Tom, he says, is there a password for the black barbershop? If I walk up and say colored is fine, do I get in or get jumped? Yeah, you might get jumped.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably not a good lead.
On Malik Beasley, yeah, miss us with this weak take, David. This is the NBA. Most of these guys are terrible dudes.
but
David, I don't need terrible dudes on my team.
But
though.
David has a point. You know what? Malik Beasley served his purpose, and now you've moved on. And there probably isn't a role for him anymore anyways. All I wanted to do is not to stand up for him, but to say, look, the things that bothered me most outside of the gambling are still relevant. How you live your life and the example you set does play a role. Now, if you're a great player, with, of course, Malik Beasley is not, you might be willing to put up with more. Enter Ja Morant. But when you're a role player who also is not a person you want your young rookies or young players learning from, it's okay to say, I just don't need that guy here anymore. But that doesn't mean he's a criminal. So, again, it's kind of a complicated thing. But, no, I wouldn't want him back. Go ahead.
Zion Williamson is talented enough where you deal with that. You deal with the outside noise.
Right, but his outside noise is he can't keep it in his pants and he's 400 pounds. That's different than he just doesn't pay anybody.
Now, some other issues with Malik as well, though, so.
Okay, also noted, you've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.